And for the sample P have these are created as data is 10/26/2024, dictation is for Brisha Madrid. Madrid spells M-A-D-R-I-D. Brisha spells B-R-I-S-S-A. Date of birth is 08/10/2015. This is a 9-year-old child, accompanied by parents here with cough and throat pain, period. Parents said this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 5 days. Said a child had to be kept home from school yesterday because of coughing, pain with swallowing, runny nose, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review system, patient reports pain with swallowing. Next line, reports my allergy. Next line, says cough is productive of green sputum. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, patient reports decreased appetite secondary to pain when swallowing, period. Next paragraph, physical exam alert oriented, obese young lady. Correction, obese child. Vitals are as follows. O2 sat 100% at room air. Blood pressure 104 over 63, pulse 98, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, penis paragraph. Throat erythematous and edematous, uvula, tonsils, and pharynx, no exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Tender right anterior cervical nodes. Nodes are shoddy, mobile. Next paragraph. A face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses. No facial edema or erythema. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory efforts. Yes, inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. This is heard diffusely in the right and left lung fields. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or sinuses. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender, distended secondary to obesity. Normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Nose, congested, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Green discharge bilaterally. Next paragraph. Ear, erythematous, right TM. Dull to light reflex. TM has effusion. Effusion appears purulent. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute bronchitis. Number two, acute rhinitis. Number three, acute sinusitis. Number four, acute otitis media on the right. Number five, acute pharyngitis, period. Number six, odynophagia, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, we did the following tests. Flu, A and B, strep, group A and B. These tests were both negative. Patient has a high center score. I will go ahead and treat with antibiotics, namely Zithromax. Zithromax, 200 milligrams / 5 mils. She will take 10 mils today, then 1 mil daily until it's all gone, a total of 30 mils. Next medication, Bromfet, 2/10/30/5 mils. She will take 5 mils TID for cough. This would be for 10 days, number 150 mils. Next medication, Prilone, 15/5. 1 teaspoon PO in the morning for 10 days, number 50 mils. She was advised to increase fluids. Come back to the clinic if worse. Parents were both advised to go to the emergency room if we are closed and child does not improve, period. In the clinic, we also give child a breathing treatment consists of Atrovent and Albuterol nebulizer. After which she was observed for approximately 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports her cough is much better. Her wheezing decreased. Next paragraph. Patient was advised to increase fluids. School excuse was given as patient missed school yesterday, Friday. She can go return to school on Monday. I expect her to do better. Strongly advise to come back to the clinic if she's not. End of dictation.